Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning going back into the 80s. Hey, and all 80s, 90s weekend coming your way to kick off the unofficial beginning of summer 2020. That would be Memorial Day weekend this weekend. It starts tomorrow afternoon at 3 and goes right through Monday, all 80s and 90s. Do you remember the men from down under, Australia, the men at work? They were there in the 80s strong. I mean, not just that song. Remember Who Can It Be Now, which was their first big hit. And do you remember Overkill? That was a neat song, too. I'm really into this going deep, all right? Every radio station in the world plays the same songs, and, you know, it gets boring after a while. So when you get these weekends where it's all 80s and 90s, you say to yourself, hey, is that Men at Work? Because all I ever hear is Down Under. Let's hear something else, and you hear it, and you get excited about it. At least I do. I mean, really. I mean, come on. Every radio station says they play a variety. But do they? Okay, it was bound to happen sooner or later. And I know I have a stupid sense of humor. I love stupid humor. I love quick puns, one-liners. Some of my biggest mentors in this business taught me how to one-line people. Sarcasm flows through my veins. I think it is hereditary. My grandfather was great at it. My dad was unstoppable. He passed it on to me, and I raised three beautiful daughters who will still crack you right between the eyes with a good dose of sarcasm if you got it coming. I just live that way, and it's the stupid pranks. Really, ask anybody who works here, and there's nobody here now. Thanks to the pandemic, it's like me, Mark, and Rob. But anyway, ask people who know me. They'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy, sometimes he just does something stupid and he watches it unravel and then he kind of smirks and giggles and walks away. It's just what I do. Well, you knew that in this pandemic where nobody is face-to-face, we're all doing Zoom, we're all doing teleconferences, we're FaceTiming, we're doing Facebook Live like crazy. You knew it was going to happen. Congratulations to Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves for going Facebook Live to do a graduation ceremony and getting punked, Bart Simpson style. Listen carefully to the governor announcing the names of the graduates.
Gavin Christopher Davis, Grace Dawes, Harry Ashcraft.
Got you, Governor. If you've been a fan of this morning radio show for a long time, somebody punked Laura once on Birthday Buddies. And before I could stop her, she read a name. And then she just looked at me and I was like nodding my head. No, she blamed me. She said, you did that off air now. She said, you did that to me. You put that name on the list. I said, no, I didn't. But whoever did, it was darn clever. So yeah, yesterday, the Mississippi state governor, Tate Reeves, announced the graduates. And as he ran down the list,
Harry Ashcraft.
Harry Ashcraft was one of the graduates. Well played. And the nighttime TV guys at home as well.
The NFL is testing helmets that have an N95 face mask built into them. And if that works, football will be completely safe.
Scientists in Hong Kong recently tested the effectiveness of face masks against the spread of the coronavirus by putting masks on hamsters. Said the hamster is fine, but I'm not going to wear it when I'm jogging.
94KX, Tom and Laura with you this morning. Morgan here in the studio. Laura in our home studio, the way it's been for 8 weeks now. We'll check with Laura coming up. Are you masking it? Did you see my video on social media where I said area police departments are doing click it or ticket? Remember when that first came around? You had to wear seatbelts. I ain't wearing no seatbelt. You know, we started wearing seatbelts because it became the law, and we save thousands of lives every year because of seatbelts. Well, then someone suggested that wearing masks is ridiculous. I'm not wearing a mask. It's America. I can do whatever I want. And then someone suggested, well, maybe click it and ticket. Maybe we should mask it or casket. I was like, well, that's a little harsh. But there's a pretty good chance that you're doing harm to yourself, let alone others, if you don't wear the mask. I was in Luzerne County yesterday, part business, part pleasure. And they are still red in Luzerne County. They're not living the yellow zone. And I was impressed in Wilkes-Barre and surrounding areas how everybody I saw was wearing a mask. I was like, yay, way to go, peeps. Follow the rules. Let's all get through this together. Speaking of masks, do you watch that show? The winner was crowned last night.
The winner of this season's Golden Mask is Night Angel.
Take off that mask, Night Angel.
She is singer, songwriter, Grammy Award winning producer, Candy Burris.
Candy Burris.
Thank you. For a long time, I like really stopped singing by myself. You know, like I, you know, because, you know, you get negative feedback and so it kind of messes with your head.
Don't listen to that.
But right? Thank you. So I had really stopped. And I just really appreciate you guys for helping me build my confidence back up.
Yeah. We're going into an 80s, 90s weekend. Who the heck is Candy Burris, right? Singer, songwriter? Who is she? Well, you might remember her from the 90s band Xscape. Remember the capital X? And then S-C-A-P-E, Xscape. They had a few hits, especially on the R&B chart. But she's also a huge writer. She wrote TLC's No Scrubs. Pretty cool. 80s, 90s weekend starts tomorrow at 3 o'clock right through Monday. 94KX. News is next. Let Her Cry. Hootie and the Blowfish from the 90s. 80s, 90s weekend starts tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Stay with us. Now, I'd like to brag about Flashback Friday here. So I'd like to say that your holiday weekend actually starts tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Tom and Laura's Flashback Friday. And then Chad Evans comes in and does the Wayback Lunch. So that's 80s, 90s. But the big thing here is 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, all 80s, 90s. All weekend long, right through Monday, cooking out with some of your favorite decades. I don't know what my favorite decade is. I'm so old. It's the truth. I'm so old. It's like, grew up on Motown in the 60s. Yeah. Then my parents sent me to the predominantly white Catholic school across town. And I learned about rock and roll in the 60s. And then the 70s as I was growing up. And then the 80s when I was in college and then out of college and sowing my wild oats. We don't want to get into those details. Anyway, those were the 80s. And then the 90s, got married and had babies. All my girls. 1990, 1993, 1996. Those were those years. And there was so much great music coming out then as well. So I don't know what my favorite decade is. So I absolutely love these themed weekends. Make sure you're with us. One thing I don't love is yard work. I've always hated yard work. I grew up in the city where your yard was about the size of a ping pong table. Yeah, I'm a row house kid. You know, me and all the little Morganzos grew up in this tiny little row house in South Wilkes-Barre. So you never had much of a yard. If you wanted to go play ball, you went to the ballpark. You didn't have to mow that lawn. You didn't have to pull those weeds. You didn't have to trim that shrubbery. No way. But I have since graduated into like a mellow old guy who loves to live in Point Township. I lived there for about 20 years. Then I moved to Danville for personal reasons. I lived in Danville for about 5 years, right downtown. Third floor of a building, downtown building, and I loved it there. Still no yard work. Nothing doing. Now I'm back in Point Township, and I'd rather pay somebody to mow the lawn. And as far as weeds, you can't get ahead of it, no matter how hard you try. I don't know where this stuff comes from. Are you with me? It's not just Point Township. You can live in Cole Township. You can live anywhere. Like, you look at your lawn after you mow it and you go, dang, that looks good. Maybe you did a little weed pulling around the patio or whatever. Dang, that looks good. You go to bed, you wake up the next morning and it's all back. It's like, what happens overnight? You know, when you live in the RRs, we need a supercalifragilistic kind of roundup.
Got weeds and worried about the coronavirus?
Yeah.
New Roundup is introducing the most advanced weed killer on the market.
Oh?
It's a mixture of isopropylamine and hydroxychloroquine.
Oh. I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
It not only kills weeds in your lawn, it also helps prevent COVID-19.
Oh.
Hydroxychloroquine may not prevent COVID-19. New Roundup with isopropylamine and hydroxychloroquine.
Wow.
Ask the White House landscaper if New Roundup is right for your lawn.
Wonder if the president is taking it. 94KX. News coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob, the Sports Center, more NASCAR last night. They should run a race every day. And then they'll know what it's like to drive 11:15 going to work every morning. You know, you do it every day, right? You just do it every day. Go. AccuWeather looks good for the holiday weekend as well. We'll check the forecast. Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. Morning, partner.
Good morning.
You're a little quiet today. I thought maybe you sleeped it in.
No, I did not. Always up bright and early.
That's what I thought. I mean, that's your MO, but I was like, you okay? Laura, you okay?
It's a little chilly outside.
You okay? Yeah, it's a little chilly. It'll warm up and get nice, though. Hey, a lot of people asking you, like, that haven't seen you because you haven't been in the studio. Hey, Laura, you okay through this pandemic? You all right?
I mean, not really. I haven't seen a lot of people, though.
You've been batting down the hatches and staying in Healdsburg. Anyway, Joe McGranahan here, who does one of the talk shows on our news radio station.
Yes.
He told me the other day, stop asking me how I'm feeling. You're making me feel paranoid. I'm like, what? And he goes, every time you see me, you always go, hey, Joe, how you feeling? He's like, don't I look good? Do I look like I'm going to die, he says? I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. So now I don't ask him how he's feeling. He's a senior citizen, you know? I mean, I'm 60 years old. He's got to be in his 70s.
And I feel like Joe is one of the healthier people who walk in and out of our building, however.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, you know, how you feeling? How's it going? He's like, stop asking me that. I'm like, all right. So then,
personally, I'm feeling great.
Okay,
so
good.
Thanks.
So that's it. A new survey says people are getting irritated with that question. However, the survey does say, unfortunately, 42% of men have never even been asked that question. Why do you think that is, Laura?
I don't know, Thomas.
But I asked Joe. He got offended by it. But I guess 42% of men haven't even been asked. Is that a lady question? Laura, how you doing during the pandemic? Laura says, fine. She's one of the stronger women.
I ask you every day how you're doing.
I know. But 42% of men haven't even been asked. And we're in about week 12 of this pandemic. I was like, wow. All right. So, ladies, ask the guys, okay?
I'm fine. It's my feelings that are mad.
Well, yeah.
I'm fine. My feelings that are mad.
Thank you, Homer. Anyway, go out there and ask a guy. I'm feeling really good. The holiday weekend is coming, and there's slushies at WS Beverage. So.
Wait. Stop.
What? There's slushies.
Back up.
Yeah, there's slushies.
What? Please qualify slushies. Are we talking like 7-Eleven, Cherry, Coke?
No.
Whatever kind of slushies.
W&S Distributors. There's.
So we're talking like adult slushies.
Yes. News is next. Uncle Bob, explain. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I think that's my new jam, girl.
That's my new jam, too.
Yeah. 21 Pilots. Bringing down the level of concern.
Here's the thing. At least they came up with a new song.
Yeah, and it's talking about, will you be my little quarantine? I just think it's it's timely. You know, hide out in my bunker under the norm. I just think it's just cool stuff. Anyway, you know how the quarantunes have worked very hard through this pandemic.
They have indeed.
Some of the product, not as good as others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crossing my fingers on this one because you know what a Beatles fan I am.
You're a huge Beatles fan, as is my father, so I am surprised that the Quarantunes team has actually gone into sort of this realm of music. Normally, we don't touch the Beatles or Elvis.
Please tell me your dad, Len Dog, is not listening right now.
He could be. He could be getting ready for work.
Guys, you got to get this right. You got to nail it, guys. No buffets.
COVID-19's taken them away. Now what's left are stacks of empty trays. Oh, I will grieve.
For no buffets, gluttony.
Gluttony?
Ew.
I'm now twice the man I used to be.
Well, that's your fault, not mine.
Enough prime rib to clog my arteries. Oh, no buffets came suddenly. Why they had to go, we all know they were not safe.
I'm crying already, Laura.
I'd eat all day long. Now they're gone. No more buffets. No buffets. No more of all you can eat crab legs. Omelets made to order, not today. Oh, I will grieve for no buffets. Where now?
There's Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, buddy.
I had a coupon, but so
long. Oh, no!
No more buffets.
Laura, he had a coupon.
He
no
did.
No buffets. No more vats of runny scrambled eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Now carving stations will all be replaced. Oh, I will grieve for no buffets.
Oh, I don't know about your dad, but I'm kind of choked up.
We don't like buffets in my family, so we're good.
You sure?
Yes.
I need a moment. Tom's here in the studio. Laura's at home, and so are the late night TV guys, but it's still all very good.
One thing we might not have in L.A. is the Oscars. Word around town is the Academy Awards will not happen in February. But I guess it's just the next logical step. The last 2 years, they've had no host. Now they have no show.
Home goods retailer Pier 1 Imports has asked a bankruptcy court for the permission to liquidate and permanently close its stores. It's strange how some companies got stronger during the lockdown, but some only got wicker.
94KX remembers those decades. Coming up starting tomorrow with an all-80s, 90s weekend. Are you ready, Laura? I mean, you know.
I'm still jamming out.
Oh, sorry. Do you need a moment?
I kind of do. I really like that song.
So do I. It was like Michael Jackson. I loved him when he was a kid. And then when Quincy Jones got him started on the solo career, the Off the Wall album and stuff. But then I kind of fell away. I was like, okay, he's getting a little weird. I mean, I didn't like, I'm bad, Shemo, and all that. And I was like, all right, it's okay. But then he came back strong in the 90s. I thought it was kind of cool. He'll be missed,
Good stuff.
You won't miss him this weekend. He'll be available for the long Memorial Day weekend. We all love 80s, 90s weekends. Yeah.
3 days in a row of it. What does it start tomorrow at 3 and continues through Monday, right?
Yeah, but you know, I like to brag that you and I actually get it started at 7 with Flashback Friday.
I know, Flashback Friday. Good stuff.
And Chad's got the way back lunch, and then, yeah, 3 o'clock, we'll get it started. Musical birthdays today, covering all generations. Gautier is 40 years old today.
They had that one hit.
Yeah, that you know.
Someone that you used to know.
Yeah, that guy. He's just somebody that you used to know. If we could back up, and I mean way back, into the 70s and 80s, Leo Sayer is 72 years old today. Wow.
You make me feel like dancing.
My older sister played that record over and over and over.
It's a good song.
I may or may not have broken the 45 in half.
Oh, no, Matt the News Guy would say, that is a total violation.
You are correct. You and Matt the News Guy. And let's go back even farther. Ronnie Isley of the Isley Brothers is 79 years old today.
Wow. Oh, wow.
The Isleys were so cool in the late 60s, early 70s. But that's me, and I'm old. A sad note, Notorious B.I.G. would have been 48 years old today. Biggie!
Biggie! Sad times.
Yeah. Those are the musical birthdays, by the way. Now it's time to check the local celebrities, as Laura would call them.
Yes. Biters.
Hey, come on, let's turn it up.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Biters.
Birthday buddies! Yeah, you cranked it that time.
I tried.
Biters Birthday Buddies, powered up by Biters Furniture and Appliance in Sunbury, with the chance to win tomorrow. Happy birthday to Angela Herzog. She's the Nifty 50 today. Wow.
Wow. I don't have a birthday list for today. Oh, yeah. Mine says Tuesday. I'm dead serious.
Are you really? Do I have to read? Yes. Do I have to read all of these? If I do.
No, hold on, hold on. Let me refresh my computer.
Just say
who was the first one?
Yeah, Angela Herzog, Nifty 50.
Erica Deal from Danville, 39.
Yeah, Erica, you thought she was going to miss you, huh? Francis Wenrick of Lewisburg is 69.
Jesse Burt is 37 today.
Happy birthday to Karen Woolsey from Harlington. She's 53 today.
Leslie Miller from Paxinus is 75.
Patty Gordon from Sunbury, 61 today.
Our very own Peggy Raffon.
Yeah.
Turns 73 today.
She used to work here. Yeah. She used to work here twice, maybe three times, maybe 10 times. Oh. Anyway, Shelly Snyder from New Columbia is 51 today.
Sherry Hall from Sealands Grove is 60 today.
And Tamara Bradley from Elysburg, 29.
Tammy Gunthrie turns 47.
That's all I have. Nobody on the text club today. Wow.
And no one from Facebook. However, if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. But to win, which tomorrow we choose another winner from Birthday Buddies for $100 from Biters, make sure that you sign up for the text club at WQKX.com.
Each and every day, just about this time,
it's Biters' Birthday Buddies! On 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Stuck with each other, Ariana Grande and Biebs. We like to do good news, Laura, and man, we have a lot of it today.
Tons of good news. I have been browsing the interwebs as well.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's just so many good stories.
I don't know if we have enough time for all of it, but let's see what we can sneak in here. A woman in California decides that a flower swap might be a good idea in her neighborhood. So she invited neighbors to leave fresh flowers on her porch. She'd make arrangements and kind of share the love.
Just think about flowers as something that, you know, usually reminds you of really happy times. They just smell so nice. They're so beautiful. You know what's not to love about flowers? When I was thinking about, you know, a way that I could put my name out there in the community while also bringing a little bit of joy and beauty into people's life, the flower swap idea just kind of came to me. So I'm just hoping that people will see this and in their own communities, they might be inspired to do something similar.
Not a bad idea. A flower swap in your community? Could it happen?
I think it already does happen, actually.
Ooh, somebody left you flowers?
No. But that there's an exchange.
Ah, okay. That's very
good. Such a good idea.
Here's one that you'll love, Laura. And I can't really... I've listened to it a few times and I get a little choked up. It comes from Spain. And being the animal lover that you are, Laura, and the world traveler, a man and his emotional reunion with his donkey.
Baldo, ¿qué pasa?
He starts crying.
¿Qué pasa?
And the donkey starts crying. What an amazing thing.
¿Qué pasa? Ay.
Isn't that amazing?
What happened? What's up?
Yeah. It's beautiful. And you called this weeks ago, Laura, early in the pandemic, our World War II buddy that raised $50 million for charity by walking on the back patio, Captain Tom Moore, is going to be knighted. Unbelievable.
I think
it's about time.
Thomas sounds very nice. Never ever in a world did I anticipate that I would ever be knighted. You know, it just didn't enter my head that it would. But it sounds good. I like the sound of it. I'm hoping by then that I shall be able to walk properly. Otherwise, I thought, how am I going to manage in a wheelchair? And how do I get down on one knee? Because if I get down, I can't get up.
That's something.
Amazing. He needs to be a sir. He needs to be a knight.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with a little kitschy, kitschy, ya-ya mama. I still couldn't figure that out. Let's go to Laura for translation.
I think everyone can figure that one out on their own.
I know. News is coming up next. A check on the sports and AccuWeather and a very special graduation going on in Lewisburg. We'll talk about that. I don't know if it's the pandemic or not, but I was reading where a new study says most adults would like a coin flip to make decisions in their life.
I read that this morning.
I've never done that. What is wrong with me?
Neither have I, actually.
Like, really? A coin flip?
I mean, leaving it up to fate, I guess?
Like, yeah, like when you bought your house, Laura, what was that, about a year ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say, I don't know if we should buy this one? Should we flip a coin?
No. We made that very important decision after a long, long time. And you can speak with our realtor.
Exactly.
We looked at about like 2,700 different homes.
I just don't think you want to flip a coin at all.
All right. Now you call it in the air. No. Catching. No. Right, flip it. Heads. Tails.
Go ahead, hit the table. It hit the table.
So what? Interference. You can't count that. Come on. Are you crazy? The coin cannot touch anything. It affects it.
You didn't call no interference.
You don't have to call that. That's a rule.
Seinfeld. It's not a rule.
Yeah, Seinfeld kind of sums it up. You know what I mean? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio. Laura at home for the past 8 weeks in Elysburg. And now we have the Union County Tom and Laura live segment where we are talking to Paula Reber, the principal of Lewisburg High School. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are you guys today?
We're doing okay. What an interesting year this has been for everybody, but especially if you're a senior in high school, right?
Oh, absolutely. When you think of all the milestones that occur in the spring of your senior year, and certainly when we left the building on March 13th, those students didn't have any idea that this was going to be their last day of high school. So, you know, obviously there was a period of, you know, really like grieving because of the loss of things, the loss of, you know, competitions that were coming up and concerts and sports, you know, being able to play spring sports, our winter sports. We had some students in the state diving championship that didn't get to finish. And just being around their friends and the camaraderie that exists during that end of senior years, and lots of traditions that unfortunately weren't able to be pulled off as planned. But I have to say, this group of students, they are incredibly resilient. They have shown so much grace and so much gratitude, and they, you know, as I said, everybody's disappointed, but they have really risen to the challenge and in terms of trying to make them the best of what's really a terrible situation and one that couldn't be planned for.
And these are the very seniors, Paula, that were born during 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, they have that milestone kind of at the beginning of their lives. This is their, you know, is their senior year. I like to focus on them more as this was the class when Lewisburg did their Vision 2020.
Ah.
These students were in kindergarten, and so they were the group that when Dr. Duraco and our school board and administration at the time, when they were envisioning what did they want school to look like in the year 2020, these were the kids. They were in kindergarten. And so I prefer to look at the positive aspects, but certainly they have, you know, have that with 9/11 coming in after. I think that was one of the things, too. When you think of, you know, us as in our lifetimes, there are certain events like a 9/11 that is a life changing, you know, global changing event. And, you know, their age or, you know, because some of them weren't born yet, they might have been on the way, but not here. This is really, I think, the first global crisis that they've seen impact their daily lives. And for a lot of people, it's the first time. And so not having anything to put it in context to that, no, you know, it'll get better at some point. But I am just so proud of them. And like I said, I couldn't ask for a better group of seniors. They're just phenomenal.
We're talking to Paula Reber, the principal of Lewisburg High School. We only have a little time left, Paula. Tell us about this very special graduation that's happening.
Well, we're trying, first of all, I think everybody across the valley, all of the principals, we've been in communication trying to do something to honor our students. Last night and tonight, we are having our students come in so that we can hand deliver, you know, them walking across the stage, getting their diploma, their family can be there. And then we have a photographer from the Lewisburg studio that's taking senior portraits. So it certainly isn't the same as a typical commencement. But then what we're doing is we are compiling all of those and then we'll edit it into a production that will show on May 30th, which is our actual graduation date, and then we'll celebrate with a senior drive afterwards.
Oh, that's great. So tonight's ceremony, everything that's going on, not open to the public, but there will be a link and we could watch it on the actual graduation day.
Yes. So on graduation day, like I said, tonight the kids are just coming through and getting their diplomas, but we'll have our speeches from our valedictorian and class president and salutatorians and, you know, different remarks. And so, yeah, we'll have it, the diplomas as part of that ceremony, and we'll try to mimic a traditional commencement as much as we can in non-traditional times.
Yes, non-traditional indeed. Hang on, Paula. Great talking to you, and thank you for mentioning the other principals. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, all these principals have been working together on this. That's a pretty cool idea.
It's such a cool idea. I salute anyone and everyone who is trying to navigate making all of the graduates feel special this year, because as Paula said, it's weird and it's tough, and congratulations to all.
94KX.
You like that space?
Yeah, I like it. And there are the Black Eyed Peas. News is coming up next. A little late. We're running a little late. Guests on the toll-free line. I miss having people here in the studio. Tom and Laura in the morning. I miss having you here.
I was going to say, yeah, it's always nice, though, to have a guest call in. So it's okay that we're running a little bit late this morning, because what wonderful news to hear coming out of the Lewisburg School District.
All these school districts trying to put something together that resembles a graduation, and they're doing a great bang-up job. Most of us are working from home, including Laura. Laura's wearing pants, correct? I'm assuming. I don't have any video right now.
Today I have shorts on.
There you go. Me too. But did you know that 2 out of 3 Americans can't remember the last time they wore pants in a new survey?
Really?
2 out of 3 Americans.
Come on now. You have to be going to the grocery store or something. Put on some jeans.
Well, see, that's just it. They just don't. They wear those comfy pants, yoga pants, sweatpants, pajama pants.
Ugh. The husband and I the other weekend got dressed up just to sit at home, and it felt really good.
Hey, there's an idea. People, come on. You want to have a good time? You want to spark the romance? Maybe you want to, I don't know, feel special? Get dressed. Said the man wearing the shorts. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, getting you ready for an 80s, 90s weekend. Gnarls Barkley! Also, we're honoring all the seniors in our class of 2020 salute. We heard from Lewisburg today, but Laura, seniors everywhere are being honored on our Facebook page, which is pretty cool.
Yes, make sure that you like and follow the 94KX Facebook page, because we're even posting speeches from class presidents, valedictorians, tagging the students if they are on social media, also the school district. Really, really good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff that makes you feel a little bit better about these trying times. So congratulations to all the seniors. And we got a lot of great sponsors that helped us put all this together, right?
We do. A huge thank you and shout out to Groninger Insurance, the Mexel Deal Insurance Company, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Surplus Outlet, Oberdorf Carpet One Floor and Home, Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning, Susquehanna Community Bank, Morgan Stanley, Richard A. Layberger, and the Shuck Law Offices.
Yeah, so check it out. Like it and share it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Today is National Memo Day. Did you get the memo?
Oh.
Did you get the memo on that? Yes.
I did get the memo.
Or a voicemail or a text or maybe a Zoom meeting.
I've gotten too many of those.
Let's have a meeting about a meeting so we could plan the meeting.
So we could plan another meeting?
Yes, of course.
That sounds like a great idea.
Today is National Memo
Day. I'll send you a memo about that.
Thank you. I'll try to read it or maybe
just put a pin in it.
Read it or delete it.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, National Memo Day. It is also National Meditation Day. So, maybe I'll close my eyes and pretend I didn't get the memo. Doesn't it all tie together, my dear?
I think it does. I don't know if my quote ties that together today,
well,
however.
That's where we're going because it is Meditation Day. And every day we wrap up the show with a thought for the day. And Laura sometimes gets so surreal. And then other times it's just plain old in your face.
This one is half and half.
Uh-oh.
So.
All right.
If you carry one thing with you today, let it be this. You are brave. You are beautiful, you are strong, you are smart, but most of all, you are loved.
Wow. I'm still trying to run them down again because I'm still trying to make sure I'm all of those.
You are all of these.
I'm not sure I qualify for
you. You are brave.
All right, maybe.
You are oh so handsome.
Oh, boy.
You are strong, you are smart, you are loved.
So are you, my dear.
Thank you.
Sturdy. Sturdy woman.
Sturdy peasant stock.
That's what we call ourselves, right?
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of that, real quick, Coal Region people, we're sorry. Shamokin's 2020 Music in the Park Summer Concert Series, scheduled to start this weekend, has been canceled for the entire year.
Aww. Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. Visit their Facebook page for full details. And you people in Lewisburg already know that your concerts in the park this summer have been canceled as well. Sad times. Sad times.
That does make me sad. I love the music outside in any park.
So do I. So do I. But we'll get through this. Be strong, be handsome, and be smart.
Be brave, be smart, all the things.
There it is. Chad Evans is next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.